Well, let the Holy Spirit guide you and direct you in our prayer today, and whatever you want to add to the prayer, please feel free to do so. And if you have any background noise or anything that interferes at the time while you're on the phone, just mute yourself and we'll go on from there. And I know we'll give glory to God. Heavenly Father, we come with repentant hearts, filled with thanksgiving and praise for all the miracles you've given us. We humbly ask that you release your warrior angels to protect us in our prayer time with you, to stop any of the enemy's tactics to distract us from our prayer. We seek a hedge of protection around all those gathered here today. Give us boldness of faith and perseverance and hope and love for you and for one another in our time of unity to intercede and strike at the enemy's resources and to stop his attacks and plans of action to kill, steal, and destroy. Take us off the enemy's radar and keep the enemy unaware of what your Holy Spirit is doing in us and through us in our battle to take back America and to show the hearts of our youth that you are the most important source of all we have, and all you want in return is honor and praise and to serve you as our Lord and Master. Mm-hmm. Father, there is so much we thank you for since we have repented from our old life of sin and now have the wonders of a new life in Christ Jesus, Yeshua. Lord, we are grateful that you have delivered us from the old lusts of the flesh and the sinful ways of anger, hate, rebellion, and old thoughts of death and destruction. We thank you for your Son, Yeshua, Jesus, who has shown us how much you love us and want us to be a part of your family in the kingdom. Father, in these moments when we are able to share with our families, friends, and neighbors, we know it is because of the healing of our minds and hearts that we have received through the shed blood of Jesus the Christ. We cannot thank you enough and praise you enough. But when we are lifted up into higher places and see the victories that you lay before us and can see the spreading of the kingdom and the doors of hope of heaven opening wide, that in these moments we are getting words of victory and willingness to open doors so that we can make the kingdom spread by discipling others and showing men and women seeking light and hope, that in the darkness our love will touch them. Then in this darkness that they will sense our love in this dark and dangerous time. Thank you, Father, for making us free in this land of America. Thank you that as we pray, more of the corruption is being exposed, and you are empowering us to change and drain the swamp of those who have deceived us and placed us under unjust laws, burdens of regulations that have promoted death instead of life. Thank you for raising up men and women who are willing to sacrifice and lead us in the battle. We thank you for the anointing you've placed on President Trump and all those around him to move America back to a nation under your rule, Lord. Thank you for the anointing on men and women and youth that have a heart like yours. Thank you for those who lead us in battle with the guerrilla warfare of your army of street fighters like Coach Dave Dobenmeyer and his Salt and Light Brigade, Rusty Thomas, Alveda King, Father Frank Pavone, and others who make us aware in our battle. Thank you for prophets who encourage us like Mark Taylor, Hank and Brenda Kuhneman, Chuck Pierce, Johnny Inlaw, and in the past, Kim Clement, and so many others. Thank you for the teachers and pastors that give us insight in our duties as your warriors, like Dan Moeller, Todd White, Dutch Sheets, and so many others that are not afraid to speak your word and live your word. Thank you for the changes that are happening in our church throughout the world, making us aware it is we who are the church. My brothers and sisters on this line right now with me, we are the church. Thank you for the national leaders who put their life on the line to make America what it has been established to be. People like Larry Nichols, Jeff Sessions, Justices Thomas and Alito and Gorsuch, and all the others who are anointed for such a time as this. Lord, I thank you for allowing us to be alive and part of this day. There are so many others whom we are thankful for, and we place them all in your hands as we give you thanksgiving, worship, and praise in Yeshua's name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Lord, we ask special protection for President Trump and his family. We thank you for a man who's not perfect, but who you are using. Lord, we ask that you just completely renew his mind and heart and use him as an instrument of your Holy Spirit to bring return righteousness to the land and to clean out the evil in our government and other places. Lord, shine your light of your Spirit and your word on all of our government leaders. Expose those who are living in corruption and give them repentance or remove them, Lord. Lord, we thank you for other people who are standing up and giving us the truth that has been hidden to most of us until now, like Julian Assange and Edward Snowden. Lord, we ask their protection, people who are in exile. We ask that you exonerate them and that you protect them from evil. You continue to use them, that they will not back down or slink away, but they will continue to be bold and messengers of the truth. Thank you, Lord, for protecting these people and raising them up for a time of cleaning. Thank you, Lord.
Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, Father God, we just come to you in thanks and praise, Lord. We do thank you for this time that all of us can get together and worship you, Lord. You are our God. You are our King. And Lord, we just pray that you will continue to keep a hedge of protection around President Trump and his family. Lord, and we just pray that you will help President Trump to realize that he needs to help Judge Roy Moore to get into office and realize that he is a friend. He is part of the church. Lord, Father God, there's so much that we are thankful for, especially today. Lord, we are thankful for you. We thank you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
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 Holy Father, thank you.
Go ahead.
Holy Father, we thank you so very much that you have given us the gift of your beautiful Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you that you have been cleaning out the swamp of our own lives. We have seen you. We have seen you move in our own selves to drain the swamp and clean out the wickedness in ourselves. And thereby we know that you are doing that for our nation as you have said you would through your prophets, and we thank you for that. We encourage it. We lend ourselves to that, and we thank you so much for using us in these last times. Yes, we do. Father, we pray that as you have moved in our lives, and we know that you have a plan for us, that you spread out in your word for your saints, for your church, as your bride, that you also have this same plan for our nation. We pray that it will become more and more apparent. And Lord, we do thank you for those who are not your own children yet, who are going to be your children, who see this coming, who are reporting it, who even Jewish young men who smoke pot all the time are praising you, Lord. Help them to see your Son, Jesus. We do thank you. You are renewing our nation that you brought your own people to spread out a nation. And Satan came in right away and tried to subvert this nation. But, Lord, it's yours. And so we give you back your own. We repent for all of our wickedness. Thank you for draining all of us and making us vessels and part of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Lord, I just want to say a special prayer, Father, for the ones that have lost loved ones this year, Lord. It's pretty fresh for some of them. And I just pray that you bring comfort for them today, Lord, as there's empty chairs at their tables. Father, we pray that you would increase our discernment and our wisdom in this country, Lord, to put stops to these shootings. Lord, we ask that you would release your angelic warriors to give us that wisdom, to give our leadership the wisdom they need, Lord, to flush out these cells, Father God, of people that are just completely losing it mentally, Lord. I just pray that this weekend, that as people go out, Lord, that you would help them to keep their kindness in their heart, Lord, that you would help them to take things the way that they need to be, Lord, put things in the right perspective this weekend. Father, I pray that you would have your protection on the shopping malls, Lord, and the freeways, Father God, and all the people that will be traveling in and out, Lord. And just ask that you would bless our enemies, Father God, and the ones that have cursed us, Father God. And I pray that you would turn things around in this country, that you would help people understand the concept, Lord, of the power of life and death in the tongue. And I praise you and thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in this nation and on these prayer calls, Lord. I thank you for every one of my brothers and sisters that are getting up to do this every day. Father, we're in awe, Lord, of what you've been doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Father God, I just lift you up today. I just want to give you thanks today, Father. I thank you for bringing rain to Seattle to get away the stench of Baal. I praise you, God, for powerful words that penetrate into souls that you just, we can see it, Father. When we proclaim the truth, it penetrates to these people's souls here in Seattle. Father, the world says there's no peace here, but where there is peace is in Israel, where you perform the majority of your miraculous miracles. Galilee, oh Galilee, my sweet, sweet Galilee, from sea to shining sea. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Divine recruitment. Lord, bring in your people to fill in these places, that these corrupt people are going to be removed, but they start marching toward Washington, D.C. to fill the jobs that have hearts towards you. And the gatekeepers that allow them in, may they be blinded to their spiritualness so that they can get in. And then when they get into those positions, may they start marching for truth, marching for love, and you bring your army. We've prayed for divine exposure. We prayed for divine removal. We prayed for divine justice. We pray for divine recruitment of your people to flood and fill and hold this ground that you are removing the evil people from. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Heavenly Father, in the holy name Yeshua, we repent and we confess. We have ignorance. We have ignorance of your word. We have ignorance of the goings on around us. We don't know the things we should. And therefore, the enemy can operate in secret. Well, we don't know because we don't have the areas of knowledge to shine that light in there to expose what's going on. We don't know what's going on with the shootings going on around the country. We don't know what's going on with the programs set up to set up those shooters. And we ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you expose, that you shine your light in those areas, that you show us those programs set up to do those things, expose these things from District of Columbia, and show us what that is. Show us what District of Columbia truly is, why it's named that, what the history is behind that, the facts and the truth of the Masonic Illuminati situation there in the name Yeshua, and the Vatican involvement with it, the three city states of District of Columbia, the city of London, Westminster within London, and the Vatican City, Lord. Show us these things for your glory, Father. Show us the things we don't know and need to know to stand in your holy authority. You gave us that authority, Lord, in Luke 10:19, where it says, "Behold, I have given you authority, not dunamis power, authority to trample on snakes and scorpions, overcome all the dominus power of the enemy, and nothing by shall may any means harm you. Your disciples came back, not the 12. You sent out 35 pairs of two, making 70 in that scripture, Lord, Luke 10:19. They came back marveling. We need to really marvel and praise you, Lord, for your authority over all the power of the enemy. Show us your word in the true translation of it in the name Yeshua. Show us the Hebrew. Show us the Greek. Show us the Aramaic in the name of Yeshua. Expose these things, Father, for your glory. Open our eyes as we submit ourselves to your holy authority, your word by your blood, Yeshua, in the name of Yeshua. Show us these things. Show us status, Father, in the name of Yeshua. Show us these things in the system that the attorneys want to keep covered because they're working for Satan, in the name of Yeshua, Lord. Help us to tear these things down so that your justice can rule and reign in the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Lord, and praise you for this. And the Holy Authority, and bring forth your watchman, of which I am one. I am your watchman. Ezekiel 33:7, because that's what my first name, Gregory, means. You aptly named me through my dad, George. In the name of Yeshua, I give you praise, Father, for naming, for getting him to name me correctly. I give you praise, Father, for your calling in me in the name of Yeshua. I give you praise, Lord, for exposing all these dark workings. Glory be unto thee, O Lord. I give you praise in the name of Yeshua. Amen.
Amen.
Amen
and amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Lord God, I ask you to root out all the wicked and bad out of your honeycomb. Lord God, all the wicked and bent places in your honeycomb, root them out so that we may have a pure, sweet life in you. Lord God, somehow I just see a picture of a honeycomb with all these dark places in that are these places of spiritual wickedness. Father, in Jesus' name, we can't do that without hurting the comb, but you can. Lord God, restore these places and help pure honey to come in and fill it up. Amen.
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 Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you this morning and thank you for your many blessings towards us. Father, I'm reading out of Psalms 103. Father, we forget none of your benefits. We bless you. You are a great and mighty God, and we thank you today, Father, for your many benefits towards us. You pardon all of our iniquities. Father, I thank you so much for that, that each one of us who has called upon the name of the Lord is pardoned before you. Father, you even say in Romans 8 that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you that you forgive us and that you heal us. Father, you've said that when we confess our sins, you are just and faithful to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, you pardon our iniquities. That's how David said it. And Lord, we agree with King David that you are the God who pardons our iniquities. You are a merciful and kind God. Lord, you heal all of our diseases. Father, it is your word that by the stripes that Jesus took, our diseases, our afflictions, our ailments are healed. Father, if not in this lifetime, certainly, God, when we go into eternity, we will have perfect health. But Jesus healed. Lord, we have the right, the authority to agree with you, agree with your word that your healing is now. And, Father, I am mindful that in the New Testament, when Jesus taught the multitudes, even touching the hem of his garment brought healing. And everyone who came to him was not denied. Everyone was healed. And, Father, we declare the power of your word that you heal all of our diseases. You redeem our life from the pit. Father, those are David's words about his own life, that you redeem it from the pit, that the choices that we've made that are not pleasing to you, Lord, you forgive us and you heal us and you restore our souls and you redeem our life from the pit. Father, you crown our lives with loving kindness and compassion. How fortunate we are today, God, those that call upon the name of the Lord, you crown our lives with loving kindness and compassion. Lord, what a blessing, what a benefit. We thank you, Father. We praise you this morning for that. And you satisfy our years with good things and even renew our youth like the eagle. Father, we declare the power of your word, the authority of your word. Lord, we thank you that you're doing great and mighty things in your church and the people who are called by your name. Father, we thank you for these things. We praise you this morning, and we pray that there would be a spirit of thanksgiving that would rise up and come forward from the people who live in the United States on this very special day. Father, we ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Be it so.
Father God, we come to you with the authority that you've given us and released through your word, that we are standing in agreement, Lord God, to break all the altars over Washington, D.C. that have been created by, from, and for, and through the kingdom of darkness. We break them, Lord God. We break them. We shatter them, and they are roasted by your fire, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Zikena, we break all those altars of the enemy that are over and in the area of Washington, D.C. We break those altars that are over Hollywood and L.A. We break the altars over New York and all those power centers around America that are being held by the kingdom of darkness. And, Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus into all those places and spaces where those altars have held people and things captive in Washington, D.C., in L.A., in Hollywood, and everywhere where the pedophilia, child trafficking, molestation, how this is all interconnected with the shadow government and the deep state, Lord God, we break their strongholds in the name and by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we break those strongholds by the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, on this day of Thanksgiving for restoring, renewing, and restoring our republic, restoring our democracy, restoring America to the America of your vision, of your heart, Lord God. And we pray and thank you, Lord God, for bringing a supernatural means, Lord God, for bringing historical numbers of Americans to your beloved Son, Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, we don't
Lord, we come against.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Lord, we come against the lies that have been and will be made against your people, against your righteous people. We think of Judge Roy Moore right now. And Lord, if there has been sin there, we ask that they confess their sin, even though to their own detriment in the public eye. But Lord, that you would use the confession to show the purity of your people and your forgiveness, and that anyone can come to be forgiven and cleansed. So, and Lord, if there has not been those sins that are being accused, Lord, we ask that it be that your spirit would make it obvious to all that these are lies, and that the end of cover-up would begin with your people. And then, Lord, as we operate in that pure authority of truth, Lord, you would spread throughout all the country and uproot the evil and show the lies and remove the evil from our country, Lord. We ask that you defend all of your righteous people from false accusations. And we thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Lord, I don't want to forget Seattle and the areas that you need to cleanse. Lord, the city I grew up in, I was born in, but Lord, there have been wicked, wicked things going on there with the mayor and with all the different people who have been involved in child pornography and sex problems, that whole wicked family of men, Father, in the area. So I want to add them into our sister's prayer, and that you will deliver Seattle. And as there is a possibility of an earthquake out off the shores of the West Coast, we want to ask you to protect your people, lead your people, guide your people, and move in a mighty way to show that you are Lord. You are Lord of this whole world. And I thank you for that. Amen.
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 Heavenly Father, I pray that in the name of Yeshua, you would convict us of using terms and words incorrectly. Terms and words are extremely important. They are proper communication. And we need to know what these terms mean. We need to know what words mean, their etymologies, where they came from, what language they were in originally, and where that came from. We need to research these things back to their origins, Father, in the name Yeshua. We need to know what the words we're using. We need don't just want to use them willy-nilly. There's plenty of ignorant, willfully ignorant people out there speaking slangs as though it were proper language. We need to quit that. We need to research these things out, know the terms that were put. You practically have overhauled my vocabulary since last decade. I practically have a whole new language of English since last decade because you've shown me that we're using terms incorrectly. We're not speaking things as we ought. And we're almost speaking curses rather than blessings in these things. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Yeshua, you have overhauled my English, that you're showing me even these days, at almost 54 and a half, you're showing me and teaching me the correct terms to use to eliminate certain words from my vocabulary completely because of where they came from and how they're used incorrectly. I thank you, Father, for this in the name of Yeshua, and show us how to speak by your Holy Spirit. In the holy authority of Yahshua HaMashiach, I give you praise and glory, Father Yahweh. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, now that everyone has had an opportunity, we'll call the prayer meeting to a close, but to continue to uplift the Lord throughout the rest of the day when you're with your families or with whomever you're celebrating Thanksgiving, that you would all be blessed. And I especially want to thank the Holy Spirit for leading us through the Strike Force of Prayer Warriors. I want to bless each and every one of you with divine health, faith, hope, and love. And may I bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that you may enjoy this day in thanksgiving and praise of the one who has created us and given us so much. Thank you for all joining us. And remember, there is a prayer call on Mondays and Wednesdays with Melissa. And those numbers are available on strikeforceofprayer.com. And we'll be back next Thursday. And we're looking forward to another 12:11, we'll have a special day of prayer, which we'll give you more information about in the days ahead. Okay, God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving to God and happy Thanksgiving to you. In Jesus' name, amen. I thank you all.
Amen.
Amen.
Shalom.